She's back after a year, a long, long time. Now, let me tell you, your girl has been through the ringer. Your girl has been on an adventure. Your girl had cancer, and she's better now. And I'm healing now. I'm still healing. And as we talked about in past episodes, the healing journey is never done. Healing is not linear, and that does not exclude cancer. So yeah, your girl, the toxic love slayer, had cancer, and she literally had a toxic part of her life and literally in her body pulled out. So I'm here, I'm back, and I'm here to talk about all things toxic. But before we jump into today's episode and the return and we talk about all these things and the housekeeping and everything, I just want to say that I am the original toxic love slayer. We were talking about toxic relationships before it became trending, before it became cool, before TikTok started making TikToks about toxic relationships and el tóxico, la tóxica, you know, toxic people out there. Before that became trending and cool, we were talking about relationships and how toxic they were and shedding and shining the light on things that people were just sweeping under the rug, and women kept going around about their lives in toxic relationships because that's what we're programmed to do. And so I was sitting here today and I was, you know, just thinking about my podcast, and it all just came back to me. And I was like, wait a minute. We were talking about toxic relationships back in 2018. We were talking about relationships back in 2017. And it's just something that I wanted to come back to and circle back and help folks along the way, because I know that there's still people, folks in relationships that they're still in these relationships, they're still in the web, and it's not just maybe a relationship with one person, but it's just the web that they're caught in because that's all they know. When I refer to cutting out the web, I mean, yeah, you can leave one person, one toxic relationship, and jump into bed with the next one. You know, I feel like if you don't weed out what needs to be weed out, if you don't heal what needs to be healed, then you are going to continue this pattern over and over again. And then not only that, pass that on to your kids if you do have children. I want to avoid all that. I want to help you cut that out. I want to help you realize this pattern that you're in. I want you to look at the light and look at this pattern that you're in and give you the tools that you need so that you could go on and live a toxic-free life, like the intro says. So let's just jump into a little recap and move on from there. So the thing that I love about this day and age that we're living is that we could just pull out our phones and just search up toxic relationships. We could search up healing from a toxic relationship. We could pull out a podcast and just start listening to something and someone else's perspective. That's the thing that I love about technology and how social media keeps us together, and how we could just look something up and right at our fingertips and we have the answer to it. I am going to pull up toxic relationships on one of my favorite websites, which is, I love Pinterest. So you can find a lot of information on here. What is gaslighting? What is gaslighting? Types of toxic people, red flags. There are so many things that you can look up. You could even reach out to people on social media like Instagram and perhaps TikTok. That is a little bit more, I guess, now in age. But I think the thing that remains the same, that these things do not bring up, is A, the relationship that you have with yourself, And B, why are these things continuing to happen? Why are these patterns continuing to happen? So there's a lot of information about like what to look out for in a person, like when you do feel like in your toxic relationship, there's a lot of like hints and clues and like signs to look for. Like this one says 13 signs of gaslighting. There's all this, like pointing at the other person, pointing at the other person. In the beginning of this podcast, when I began the Toxic Love Slayer podcast back in 2018, there was a lot of this. Look at this. Look at this avenue. Look at the other person. What did this other person do to me? What did this other person, how did the other person act? How is the other person acting in my life? What is that doing to me? Yet, there isn't information on let's turn that around and put the flashlight on you now. Let's put you in the hot seat. Now, I know that may be a little hard to hear for some people to be like, well, how dare you? You're attacking me. Like, what did I do wrong? I didn't do anything. Okay, maybe you didn't do anything, but you are an active person in this relationship as well. So let's look at you. Let's look at the patterns that you have created. Let's look at where you stand. Where did you begin on your toxic journey? How did this develop? It's going to take some time for you to dive deep and really look at where this all began. One of my favorite tools to use is journaling. 100% all the time. I recommend it until the cows come home. I'm always talking about journaling. I try to journal every day. I haven't done it as much as I used to before. I want to get back into it because I know that it's very healing to me, for me to journal. And I feel like I live in my head a lot. And so when I'm able to get these thoughts out onto paper, even if they're just like incoherent or like even if they're just not making sense to, you just write it all down and it's just kind of like not making sense. But as long as you know what you're taking out, right? I feel like starting with the journaling, starting where like, okay, well, let's begin. Like, let's dive deep. Let's see where I started with this. You're going to find out that the answers are going to come to you. And I want to start off with maybe having a few prompts for you guys. So then maybe you can begin uncovering where this began for you. And I want you to pull out a pen and paper. I want you to really dive deep into this. And I really want you to take this serious. It's not going to take a long time. You can even maybe pull out your notes app and just do that. If you're driving, do not do this. You just wait until later on. I'm going to put in these journaling prompts in the show notes so you can go back and look at it. So don't feel like you need to like pull over anything. Also, don't journal while you're driving. but I want you to take this seriously. I want you to really take the time to dive deep because if we're going to go back into the Toxic Love Slayer podcast, if we're gonna like really do this work in 2023, then we're gonna dive deep and we're gonna take it seriously. Okay, I'm talking about myself as well. So let's dive deep and see what prompts we have. Okay, here we go. So these are just some prompts that I'm going to lead you through, and you could go back and think about them, write them down in your journal or in your notes app. So, what is something your younger self would be surprised by you now? That's prompt number one. What is something your younger self would be surprised about you now? Okay. Next one. What emotion do you try to avoid? What makes you afraid to feel it? What are you afraid will happen if you feel it? So, what emotion do you try to avoid? What makes you afraid to feel it? What are you afraid it will happen if you feel it? Okay. And the last one that we're going to talk about. Who hurt me the most and can I forgive them? Okay. Who hurt me the most and how can I forgive them? The last one might be a little heavy. But I feel, again, if we're going to dive deep into this, then we're going to do the work. We're going to do the work, right? So the last one of who hurt me the most and can I forgive them? What you could ask me, Myra, what does that have to do with toxic relationships? Honey, it has a lot to do with toxic relationships, okay? Because before this toxic partner came into your life, there was something that happened. There was an event that catapulted you into the arms of a toxic person. Now, I want to avoid using the term narcissist because I am not a licensed psychologist. I am not a licensed therapist. So I am not here to sit and diagnose your relationship and say like, oh, this person's a narcissist. I feel like this word narcissist gets thrown around a lot in this mix of toxic relationships. Like, oh, he's a narcissist. Oh, he's a narcissist. You know, I feel like I am not in the place to say that because a narcissist, there are people who are really diagnosed of narcissistic personality disorder. I am not equipped to diagnose those folks with that disorder. And so I'm going to stop using that term. I did use that term a lot in the beginning, just through the research that I did and just the findings that I had and like books that I read that I like this word was really used a lot. And so I use that word a lot in the beginning of my podcast. And I feel like a lot of folks probably felt a certain type of way about it. Things that got back to me. You know, like Myra shouldn't be using this term. Like, what does Myra know? Like Myra needs to do her own healing before she could give advice. Girl, honey, I have been in my healing journey. And I feel just because I'm currently in healings and therapies and like constantly working on myself, I feel like not that I am high and mighty and entitled to give advice, but I am coming from a place of someone who has dealt with this firsthand, 100%, not one relationship, not two, but like three or four. So I know what I'm talking about when it comes to this, but I'm not a therapist. Okay. So I just wanted to put that out there as a like little mini disclaimer, you know, just so I don't ruffle any feathers anymore. That's just where I'm going to put it. So I want to call her my mentor because she's an amazing professor, Dr. Grant. She wrote a book. It's called, I rave about this book time and time again, but it's called I Thought I Was the Crazy One, 201 Ways to Identify and Deal with Toxic People. This is by Dr. Grant. Okay. So she did research on this little book and I, for the life of myself, have not been able to find this book for anybody. I'm going to contact her again. I have a contact for her and see if maybe how we could get a hold of this book for other people. But this book is great. But she goes on to saying here, it says narcissistic personality disorders feel, quote, entitled, unquote, and will become angry if their needs are not automatically filled. If the world does not, quote, fall at their feet, unquote, the approach diminishes the overlap problem greatly by putting anger into different contexts, which have different intended outcomes for different disorders. This is by what she's saying. And so they become angry if their needs are not automatically filled and if the world does not fall at their feet. So this is a disorder. And like I said, I am not one to sit here and diagnose everyone as a narcissist, but that doesn't mean that they're not toxic, right? Or perhaps they are, you know, perhaps they are. They do have narcissistic personality disorder. As she says, it's characterized, recognized by a grandiose sense of self-importance, reoccurring fantasies of unlimited success, power, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love. It's a craving for constant attention and admiration, feelings of rage, humiliation, or haughty indifference when criticized or defeated. And there's more, you know, she goes on into more, but I'm gonna stop reading from the book because I want you guys to try and get a hold of this book. So there is another book too that I really love. And this book is called, what is it called? I'm gonna try to think. I'm trying to think of the name of the book. I've talked about it before in past episodes, but since we are in a new age now, I'm just gonna go ahead and just get the book, and here it is. It's called Psychopath Free: Recovering from Emotionally Abusive Relationships with Narcissists, Psychopaths, and Other Toxic People. This book, I 110 million trillion recommend that if you are currently either had just left a toxic relationship, thinking about leaving a toxic relationship, perhaps you're in the midst of a toxic relationship, you are wondering, is this a toxic relationship? Am I being emotionally abused? Am I being gaslit? Am I being emotionally abused? Get your hands on this book because this goes deep dive into the grooming, and I feel like that's where it begin. Well, that's the one of the first steps, but like this is where the grooming part of it, you know, and you know, I just turned 40 in November. I just turned 40 years old in November. I'm really proud to say that I made it to 40. I didn't think I was going to make it to 40, to be quite honest with you, especially with being ill this past year. There was a lot of moments where I thought like that this is it. I'm not going to make it anymore. I've lived to be 39 and that's it. But now that I'm 40, I feel like I see a lot of these things in relationships. I see a lot of this, like, how can I put this? I see a lot of myself in a lot of younger people that are coming up behind me. And I just want to, like, shake them and be like, you need to pay attention to what's going on in your life. You need to pay attention to what's, you know, this, like read this book. And so I feel like this podcast is a form of doing that. But the grooming part, you know, grooming, and this is the beginning, like when you open up to somebody and then they start to like groom you and say like, hey, maybe this isn't so bad, or maybe, you know, I could do better. And then that's where it's they hold on to you. You leave one toxic relationship and you jump into the next, right? But although you don't feel like it's a toxic relationship because you're like, oh, I'm leaving this person, like that person treated me like crap, and this and that, and this person is like a million times better. Well, yeah, of course, because they're grooming you, right? They're trying to show you that there's a better way. And once you're trapped in it, that's when it begins, right? So the grooming phase and things like that. So I really highly recommend that you pick up that book, Psychopath Free. It's by Jackson McKenzie. And I'm going to put that information also in the show notes. And yeah, I'm really excited to jump back into this podcast. I love creative projects, and I feel like as a Sagittarius, I can never stop with my projects. I can never, I feel like I pick up, I drop a project, I pick up another one, but I feel like I never got my end with my podcasting. Like I love listening to podcasts. I listen to podcasts all the time. And I feel like I'm not done with them. And so I want to go and continue this road and continue putting this out there. Continue talking about toxic relationships in a non-comedic, humorous way. We see, like I said earlier in the show, there's a lot of toxic relationship talk on TikTok and Instagram, and it's a lot like ha ha ha, el tóxico, like el to la tóxica me tiene, you know, La tóxica, like, doesn't let me do this. Like, el tóxico doesn't let me do that. Like, you know, and I feel like it's not funny. It's not funny to me. And yeah, like, don't take things to heart all the time, Ira. Like, not everything has to be so serious, but at the same time, like, yeah, it does, because there's a lot of people who are dealing with this abuse, that are in relationships that they can't get out of. And unfortunately, you're faced with kids in it, like, you know, teenagers, you know, the rise of like teenage abuse and like teen violence, you know, and dating abuse, you know, and it starts at that age, you know, it starts very young. And so I want to be an advocate. I want to be a voice for those people who need to get out. And so I just want to be here to serve as a light, because at the end of the day, that's who I am. So thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. If you love this episode, if you love what you heard, please share this with a friend, share it on Instagram, share it wherever you can. I would greatly appreciate it. I'm going to try really hard to get out a weekly episode. So then now we could talk about different topics. Again, I'm going to be implementing the journal a lot. So if you want to dive into this work, if you're ready to unleash yourself, if you're ready to go forth and really do the work, and get done with this, then I highly recommend that you get a journal out, because we're going to be doing a lot of writing work. So that is all for me. I will see you guys very soon. Bye.